Hi, Dan Sheridan here, telling America's story. This is lesson number 42 in this series, and we're going to talk about, in this lesson, moves toward permanent settlements. Well, as we've learned in previous lessons, it wasn't until around 1560, that's 60 years after the Cabots made their discoveries, that the English, during the reign of Elizabeth, turned their attention back toward America. Now, the sailors involved in this effort were eager to find a western passage to Asia. Martin Frobisher was the first to try to find a way to Asia by sailing to the north of North America. And in 1576, he bravely pushed his way through unknown and dangerous waters, dodging icebergs, until he entered Baffin Bay. Man, imagine that, dodging icebergs. Remember when you first took your driving lessons and you had to go around those little cones? I'd rather go around the cones than get in a ship and go around icebergs. Must have been something. Well, when he arrived in Baffin Bay, there, Frobisher stacked up a pile of stones and declared the country part of the British Empire, and then he returned home. And then the next sailor to step up to the plate was a man named Sir Francis Drake. In 1579, he reached the Isthmus of Panama, where he climbed a tall tree and saw the Pacific Ocean. What a sight it was. And as he surveyed that massive ocean, he resolved to sail those seas for the English. So he went back home to England, he equipped a squadron for the journey, and off he went. And he sailed through the Strait of Magellan and coasted along the Pacific shore until he reached where today's Oregon is. And there, he refitted his ship and sailed westward, returning home by way of the Cape of Good Hope. Now get out a map and trace that journey on a map. Wow, amazing trip. And remember, in those days, they didn't have all the amenities a modern ship has. These guys really were roughing it. Well, this journey of Drake made him the first Englishman to explore the Pacific coast and the second Englishman to sail around the world. Well, while that was going on, Sir Humphrey Gilbert was making a grand plan. Gilbert had studied all available accounts of previous discoveries, and he reached the conclusion that instead of sending out random expeditions in search of gold and spices, he thought that companies should be sent to make permanent settlements. However, his attempts to fulfill this goal ended in tragedy. I'm going to get to that in a second. Let me just tell you his story here. In 1578, Queen Elizabeth granted a charter to Gilbert, empowering him to take possession of a large area. So, with his marching orders, he set sail on his first trip. However, he had to return home without accomplishing his goal. But he didn't give up. In 1583, under the same charter, Gilbert fitted out another expedition with his brother-in-law, Sir Walter Raleigh. These men set sail and they reached the island of Newfoundland and formally took possession of the land in the name of the Queen. However, the trip home ended in disaster. They ran into a massive storm and Gilbert's ship disappeared. Neither he nor his crew was ever heard from again. Sir Walter Raleigh, though greatly saddened by the loss of Gilbert, wasn't discouraged. He had a plan, and we'll take up Raleigh's plan in our next lesson. You're going to like this. He had some real insight, and he had a concern for his own people, and especially the poor laborers who needed work. And we'll tell you that story again in our next lesson. This is Dan Sheridan. That's all I have time for. I really hope you learned something. Remember, until we meet again, remember this. Be good to one another, because we're in this together.